Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
But the weirdest pick of the night, I would say the worst, but if you want to be optimistic, you could just say the pick that made the least sense, the head scratcher of the night, was the Falcons at number 8 taking Michael Penix. Penix, who I really like. Penix, who I think is NFL ready, could start right away. To sit behind Kirk Cousins for 2 years despite being the oldest quarterback in the draft class. This was the logic with GM Terry Fontenot and head coach Raheem Morris meeting with the media after the selection.
When you get Kirk Cousins and you talk about short-term winning, you talk about winning right now, which we know we're going to be in position to do, which we want to be in position to do, we won't have the ability to be picking this high again with the guy that we got. And these guys go off the board pretty quickly, and we thought it would be important for us to address our future quarterback right now while we're picking this low in these moments. And to be able to move forward, you know, fortunately enough with us, we got a Kirk Cousin in the building. We got a guy that can go out there and win football games, and we should be picking high enough. We talked about winning the South. We talked about doing some of these things. That includes going to the playoffs. You just seen 6 quarterbacks go off the board before the 12th pick of the draft, and we don't want to be picking on it anymore. And Terry's done a nice job of getting us some really good players, some quality players, but we don't want to be back in that position. So like, let's move forward, think about the future, address that right now. We're in position to win. We put ourselves in position to win. These guys have done a great job of doing that, and that helped us make that decision, and it made it pretty definitive in our building for us and how we wanted to move tonight and how we wanted to move today with that thing happening.
Yep, and there are still a lot of good defensive players on the board, and we're excited to have, at this point, 3 picks tomorrow, and we'll make sure we continue to add to this team. Not just good defensive, there's still good offensive players on the board, so we're gonna add some good players in this draft.
I just joked with Sheehan. At pick 43, they got to be considering Spencer Rattler.
Rattler or Pratt's available. Michael I tweeted the Pratt. Falcons earlier, letting them know the Mel's best available for quarterback was there.
There you go.
Yeah.
This is the dumbest decision I've seen in the top 10 in a long, long time. And I say that as a guy who thinks Michael Penix is going to be a good pro. But even if you're going to do this, Penix wasn't the right guy to do this with, being older and ready and... you know, a pro product at the moment. J.J. McCarthy was on the board, who's 21. His comp is Kirk Cousins. You could have sat him behind Cousins for a couple of years and groomed and developed him. I mean, there's a million different angles to take here, but just specifically, either plan that they came up with was probably a good one. We think we're really good. I'm not even sure they're as good as they think.
Yeah, I was going to say, the cart's in front of the horse here.
Right.
That's what you just did.
We think we're good. We're going to go sign Kirk Cousins. We're going to guarantee him $100 million, pay him $180 million. Okay. That's a plan. That's fine. Or we're going to take a quarterback because we have the 8th pick. Michael Penix was never expected to go above 8. From day one of this offseason, you knew you could get Michael Penix at 8. They met with him April 5th, which was obviously after they acquired Cousins, so maybe they fell in love a little later. But either one of those plans alone, taking Penix 8 if they needed a quarterback.
Smart.
I think I like that. That's a great landing spot. He could be really good right away. Let's watch out for the lefty from Washington. That's the story today. But to pay Cousins all the money and then to draft at 8 overall, this is not the Packers. They're like, we're Green Bay. No, you're not. Green Bay did it in between 25 and 32 a couple of times.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very different. What an unbelievable waste of assets. If you're good, like you said you were, Raheem Morris, then this is even dumber because you're close. So this team that is devoid of pass rush, that had the worst pass rush win rate among every club via ESPN stat last year, that didn't have a single player get 7 sacks, that had 3 guys over 4 sacks and 2 of them walked out of the building. All the edges in the country are there. You could have traded back and still gotten the best edge. Roma Dunze staring you in the face. You want to add a weapon for the guy you just paid $100 million to? They chose to take a backup quarterback who, according to the contract, this isn't me telling you this, this is the contract they signed and gave Cousins, isn't going to play for 2 years barring some type of injury or issue that is unforeseen for a very durable guy. He is coming off of an Achilles, but it's the first time Cousins has been hurt, really, in his whole career. And the quarterback you've decided to stash for 2 years is about to be 24. He's the oldest quarterback in the class. Nothing about this for Atlanta made any sense.
Here's how it makes sense. An astounding level of arrogance. You best be 1-15 a year for the next few seasons. You're all set? You sure? A team that has just hovered like a really smart eighth grader science experiment, a hovercraft. You've just hovered around 8 wins for the last several seasons. You're hanging out right in there right now. Is your roster so good that you don't need a single bit of help? There's no roster spot that could use a little tweak, a little improvement, a one position group that could use a little bit of a step up the ladder. Your defensive ends are stalwarts. Your linebacker core, your corners, your wide receiver room is perfect. It's perfect. It's good. No left, no tackle could possibly crack that roster. Nay, by design, at best, someone that won't play with us for 4 years if our plan is correct. Terrible plan. To me, that's what it is. It's not a misevaluation. It's an arrogance thinking we're so good right now that we don't need anything. You needed something.
I feel bad for Penix.
Me too.
What a terrible spot for him to go park behind someone for a couple of years. Brutal.
Now, he might get to play because stuff happens in the sport, right?
That's the plan is that he's
right.
They go, hey, we're welcoming you to Atlanta. You're not going to play for 2 years.
And then buffoons who are waiting in the wings now are going to go, see? No. The plan was stupid from Jump Street.
Terrible for him.
Mm-hmm.
I feel bad for Cousins. Cousins leaves Minnesota to go to Atlanta. Grass is not always greener. And immediately, the first chance they get, they draft your replacement, which is fine. It's a business that happens all the time. But at 8, you think they're going to go get you Roma Dunze you can throw the ball to, or as you said, they're going to get you some help because the defense will get better with an edge or a corner. And then Fontenot goes, yeah, we got more picks. Don't worry. We got no kidding.
His first thing he said, he was like, there's 3 really good defensive players on the board. And there's other good players too, tipping his hand because everyone's going,
use picks away.
Dude.
Guy. You just took your backup quarterback. Are you kidding me?
Mm.
Again, both can't be true. You want to pay Cousins $100 million? Fine.
Reasonable.
Do it. You want to take Michael Penix 8th overall to be your starter?
Very reasonable.
Sure. You can't do both. Absolutely outrageous.
They
that was
just
your
did.
Head scratch or worst pick of the night, whichever you'd prefer.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week 1. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.